you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, October 13th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The Dodgers beat the Giants in Game 4 of the Division Series 7-2 last night. Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts says that he knew that they could force a fifth game in the series with the team's star pitcher on the mound.
I just know when our back's against the wall, we got a guy named Walker Buehler that ends up getting us out of it. So, he did it again today, but we got one more game. Julio has to bring us home.
Buehler came off short rest to help keep the Dodgers in the playoffs. Pitcher Julio Urias takes over for the deciding Game 5. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says it's going to be an exciting game tomorrow.
This is what baseball wants. I mean, I think, as I understand it, all the series are done, and so we're going to be the only show in town. So if you have a pulse or you're a sports fan, you better be watching Dodgers Giants. So it's going to be a great one.
The Dodgers will be on Giants turf at San Francisco's Oracle Park next. Game 5 of the Division Series starts tomorrow just after 6 in the evening. The Air Pollution Control District has issued an air quality watch for Santa Barbara County due to the Alisal fires that started Monday in the Santa Ynez Mountains. As this fire season wears on, county officials are asking people to start thinking about setting up so-called clean air rooms, even if the smoke has not reached their neighborhoods yet. The concept is similar to running a fan in a closed-off room to keep cool on a hot day.
It's becoming more and more common. It's a dedicated space in your home where you have an air purifier or a DIY air purifier, and you just know that the air in that room is going to be really, really clean.
That's Liz Hoffman-Bantillon, Public Information Officer for the Air Pollution Control District. She says the air quality watch will likely continue through today. Southern California drivers could be seeing lower speed limits before long. KPCC's Ryan Fonseca follows transportation issues for our website, LAist.
Last week, Governor Newsom signed Assembly Bill 43, which gives cities more control to lower speed limits based on local road conditions and safety concerns. The current method traffic engineers use to determine speed limits in California has been called dangerous and outdated by national safety experts. It essentially allows a minority of speeding drivers to determine what the new speed limit on a given street should be. As a result, speed limits have risen on many local streets in recent years, and more pedestrians have been killed by drivers. With this new law, cities will be able to reduce speed limits by factoring in street design and how many serious and fatal crashes have happened on a roadway. Speed is one of the biggest factors in crashes. The faster a driver goes, the less likely a pedestrian will survive if that driver hits them. The new law will take effect on January 1st, but don't expect new speed limit signs to go up anytime soon. AB 43 requires California's Judicial Council to create a statewide web tool for adjudicating traffic tickets before cities can change and enforce new speed limits. The Judicial Council has until June 2024 to launch that tool. Then cities will get the green light to lower speed limits. I'm Ryan Fonseca.
Ryan examines the new law in detail at LAist.com. The remains of 5 people who died aboard a U.S. Navy helicopter have been recovered off the San Diego coast. Also retrieved from the bottom of the ocean was the wreckage of the helicopter, which had clipped an aircraft carrier and plunged into the water back in August. One crewman was rescued at the time, and a search for the rest of those aboard went on for nearly a week before the Navy declared the missing sailors dead. California's Committee on Reparations met again yesterday to discuss housing and environmental inequities that have specifically disadvantaged Black people. Cap Radio's Sarah Mises-Tyne has more.
The committee looked at how reparations could be given in the form of direct payments or other methods to correct decades of racist policies and actions. Members also heard from experts about displacement of Black residents in California. Reverend Amos Brown of San Francisco says the Black middle class no longer exists in the city.
We were pushed out. Now it remains to be seen whether or not this state and San Francisco will do anything to bring us back so we can have our fair share. No one else's share, but our fair share.
The committee will meet again later this week to look at issues such as the impacts of racism in banking and the racial wealth gap. In Sacramento, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
This month, we're taking a look at apprenticeships as an alternative to a four-year college education. One area where state leaders are looking to expand apprenticeships is within state government itself. KPCC's Jill Rep-Logal looked into one program that trains nurses.
It is notoriously difficult for people working in lower-paid nursing jobs, including licensed vocational nurses, to become registered nurses. And the state prison system is desperate for registered nurses. So a few years back, a union that represents state employees proposed an apprenticeship that would help LVNs who work for prison healthcare services train to become registered nurses. There are now three LVN to RN apprenticeship programs for state correctional nurses.
KPCC's Jill Rep-Logal will tell you more about that in the coming hour of Morning Edition. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley. Join us again next time. Meantime, read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.